Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, we're going to take a look at what is actually, I think, quite widely known as a Swiss. I'm not too sure whether to call it an invention or a discovery. I'm not entirely certain. But Switzerland is quite well known. And I'm sure it'd like to be better known for other things. But for LSD, of course, the psychedelic drug. Now, that has just turned 80 years old. Let's take a look at this. How was LSD, which is a favourite drug of the hippie movement, of course, invented in Switzerland?
Yes, invented or discovered, as you said. Anyways, it all happened in Basel on the 16th of April in 1943. So pretty much precisely 80 years ago. On that day, Albert Hofmann, a scientist at the pharmaceutical company Sandoz, accidentally experienced the first ever LSD trip. Without knowing, of course, at the time that it was LSD, he had hallucinations he later described as uninterrupted streams of fantastic pictures, extraordinary shapes with kaleidoscopic play of colors. So that was the description he gave to his first trip.
All right, but did he actually understand what was happening to him?
Well, he didn't immediately know what it was that made him see all those colors, but he thought that it must have probably been something he ingested by accident in the lab he was working at the time, a theory that later turned out to be true.
Okay, but was he actually researching hallucinogenics or not? Or was he actually thinking, I want something to get me high here?
No, he wasn't a stoner trying to get to a next level of a trip. Hofmann was actually studying the medical use of fungus found on grain and then accidentally ingested one of the things he had created in this research.
Okay, so he had that experience, the LSD experience. What actually happened after that?
Well, 3 days later, he intentionally took a small amount of the substance he had ingested by accident. He then asked his lab assistant to escort him home on a bike. Maybe a little side remark, at the time, it was the middle of the Second World War, and there was a restriction on the use of cars in Basel, and so they had to take bikes to go home. And on the way, he then became very anxious. His neighbor appeared as an evil witch, and his assistant ended up calling a doctor for obvious reasons. But by the time the doctor arrived, Hofmann had calmed down and was just enjoying explosions of color fountains, as he said.
Now, that bike ride, of course, is celebrated to this day by LSD fans.
Exactly. They have named April 19th, so the famous third day after its first unintentional LSD trip, Bicycle Day, to commemorate the first deliberate LSD trip. So the Wednesday of this week was or will be the Bicycle Day, famous Bicycle Day for all you LSD trippers out there.
Okay, and also I think there's a Pink Floyd track, an old one called Bicycle. I've got a bike, you can ride it if you like. That one is also heavily influenced by LSD, which of course Floyd fans will know as well. But anyway, from that first trip, LSD did actually go on after that to conquer the world. Really?
Yes. After initially enjoying a quiet life as a psychiatric drug, it became the favorite drug of the 1960s counterculture movement. But its success also brought upon its demise. Bad trips and mass use turned politicians against it. And so in the late 60s, the party was over and LSD was finally banned.
Yeah. Now, actually, this is actually interesting because if anyone watches the John Oliver show on HBO, which is, of course, is also available on YouTube. He, of course, has talked about this not so long ago and about the fact that banning it may not have been such a good idea because there could actually be a little bit of a positive side to LSD, which needs to be researched further. So LSD is right now having a little bit of a comeback.
Yes. I mean, I don't know about the whole world, so these are figures and facts from Switzerland. But for example, in Switzerland, in 2008, medical authorities had given a doctor approval to carry out LSD-assisted psychotherapy trials on patients suffering from advanced stage cancer and other terminal illnesses. Since 2012, Swiss authorities have allowed a total of 16 medical studies that investigated the effects of LSD. And last Friday, timely for the 80th anniversary of the discovery of LSD, first promising results of a study concerning the treatment of depression with LSD were presented at a symposium in Basel. They show what had previously already been shown in mice, which is that LSD microdosing can help alleviate anxiety and feelings of depression. So while medical research on the substance was completely stopped after its ban in the 60s, it is now experiencing a resurrection. However, we are just talking about medical use of LSD, right? Despite it being a truly Swiss discovery, you could say recreational use of LSD won't be legalized in the country anytime soon.
No, I don't think anyone's expecting that. But again, as you point out there, and as also as John Oliver did point out too, if it hadn't been that for immediate banning back in the 60s, we could actually be decades further ahead on the research of the potential positive effects of LSD on psychiatric patients. Anyway, so something to watch out for. So Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to listen to that episode again or others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.